Donating and Communities United is working with different groups to give voices to people who may not feel like their voices are being heard. Carrie Bachman, Communities United coordinator, recently helped volunteers with the Mesilla Valley Community of Hope and Juvenile Citation Program in the Las Cruces area address needs that are important to their communities. Bachman helped arrange a meeting with the City of Las Cruces.
We've had community members come here and actually engage with upper-level administration at the city with ideas that are important to them. And the city, in turn, has been able to see the passion, the commitment of community members for making change hand-in-hand in partnership. It's the beginning of a partnership. This fall, we're working with Community of Hope and with the Juvenile Citation Program. And in the spring, we're going to begin working with four new organizations as well, voices that are normally not heard, who are not involved civically in our community. And we're trying to build new patterns of engagement across divides.
Michael Seamster participated in the Juvenile Citation Program. Now he volunteers for the program. He says the area around the Juvenile Citation Program is unsafe due to lack of sidewalks, and he has even found dangerous items like a syringe in the street where kids play.
There's a road. It's really unsafe for the children that go to Weed and Seed, and it's really unsafe for like a lot of people who walk down there and ride their bikes down there, and it really needs help.
Pedestrian safety is also a concern for volunteers with the Mesilla Valley Community of Hope in Las Cruces. Jackie Castillo-Beck used to reside in Camp Hope. She still volunteers there and recently met with city officials to address excessive speeding in the area.
I almost got hit on the bike the other day. I was watching my friend's bike and I was taking care of it, and people were rushing to eat lunch and stuff at the soup kitchen, and they almost ran me over.
Stanley Smith, also a volunteer with the Mesilla Valley Community of Hope, was addressing the need for speed limit signs in the area. He also wants safer sidewalks.
There's incomplete sidewalks there. You know, there's sidewalks that come up, say, like, to where the fire hydrant is. It stops right there. All right, there's no other way for them to get around. They have to get onto that little drive, go through the parking lot to get to what building they need to get to.
Cassandra Gondra, city councilor for District 1 in Las Cruces, says the meeting went well with the group and she plans to follow up on the issues.
One of the things that's near and dear to me is the idea of community organizing, the importance of engaging our citizenry. And I believe that this mapping exercise and this program is very positive for me, so that I'm able to have the pulse of what the community is saying, especially folks that don't have the time because they're working and such to participate in our regular meetings and work sessions. So it's, again, another opportunity to get feedback from folks as it relates to their community and the way they see it.
Carrie Bachman says the group plans to continue to address the needs with the city and says that this meeting has been empowering to the members of the group who are working to change their communities for the better.
When people know they're going to be listened to respectfully and that they can engage in conversation, it brings a sense of self-efficacy that is many times lacking because we in our society see people as other. We don't view them sometimes as having gifts and abilities. And what I discover more and more doing this work is that everybody has skills to share. We all can learn from each other. And as we come together, we learn that we ourselves have gifts and that others can enrich us.
For KRWG, I'm Anthony Moreno.